Been
it is.
Heard a lot lately.
Short people just can't catch a break, according to this story. Researchers at the University of Oxford found that feeling short leads to lower self-esteem and paranoia in social situations. That's one thing. Now, a new study from the University of Edinburgh finds that short people may not measure up to their taller peers intellectually. Previous studies have identified a genetic correlation between height and IQ using twins and family members, but the study was the first to test the connection between DNA markers and unrelated people. According to a study author, researchers analyzed genetic data on 6,815 men and women collected by the Scottish Family Health Study between 2006 and 2011.
Big guy.
We tested whether DNA-based genetic similarities among people related to their similarities in height and intelligence. What we found was a small association. See, another shot at short people. Small association. Between height and intelligence, such that people who are taller tend to be smarter.
Come on.
Can I catch a break up in here?
Come on, nah. That's not right.
It's true. Take it up with the University of Edinburgh. What do I know? That's very disappointing to me. Stupid. Stupid study. Mean. Some Gaelic Service coming live fan feedback. Point of order, says Kev. I think it impossible to get two wins versus anyone. While everyone thinks they have a chance to go 40-0, once you beat them the first time, that pretty much goes out the window. I don't know about that. Kev has an idea for you, Nate Olson. Next year, Malt Madness. See what I did there?
Ah.
It's catchy.
It is good.
I like that. Maybe you should work in print.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kev says, First signing man-to-man? What are you talking about?
What?
Oh, first signing man-to-man lockup corners only to fire your 3-4 pressure D coordinator and replace him with a 4-3 guy. Now this, Jerry's last several moves have been the equivalence of going a month without peanut butter and mustard as your only condiments in your pantry. Then running out and replacing it with jelly and mayo. Good point, I think. You weirded me out with that whole thing. Jacob and Brinkley, Hogs win one game and they're in. But who knows, we'll probably get screwed. You don't sound very confident to me, no offense. Jayco says, do y'all think teams like Georgia, Tennessee, and Kentucky will have an advantage in the SEC tournament because of how hard it is to shoot in a dome from the outside? Pat, is it hard to shoot in a dome from the outside?
No, I loved it.
Okay. Kev says, I like Mallett, but Bortles would likely get the nod as Matt Cassel has collapsed the market for former Patriots backups. That's probably true. Jeff in Des Moines, have you guys seen the recent SI cover with Doug McDermott? It's a throwback to the cover with Larry Legend on it. I sent you an email with the image. It is very good. Did you see it, Pat? He sent it to you, too.
No, I haven't. I saw it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's basically a couple of cheerleaders kneeling down in front of him, which they don't really have to because they're 2 feet shorter than him. Kev says, Pearl is not going to Ole Miss. I didn't say Ole Miss. I said Mississippi State. He says he'll be Haith's replacement, rather, following next year's disastrous season.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what,
you
can win at Missouri. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah,
you can definitely win at Missouri. Pearl at Missouri would be bad news for us. Scott in Hunt. Justin, everyone is talking about Tennessee. They better be hoping Arkansas wins a game in the SEC tournament. I wouldn't be surprised if Arkansas only has two games left in the whole season. I would guess there's a 50 or 60% chance that happens. Bro, come on, Mr. Negativity. If Arkansas doesn't beat South Carolina or Auburn?
There's no chance of that.
Well, there is a chance.
Okay, all right, a chance.
I mean, not good, but do you think their NIT bid is locked?
I still think it is.
I would,
sure.
too.